Talks aimed at resolving some of the many issues preventing effective power sharing in Northern Ireland began between the five main political parties last Thursday and will resume on Wednesday. Earlier, I spoke to the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, who attended the opening session of the talks. He began by explaining why, despite a refusal by the Democratic Unionist Party to attend that session because of the Minister's presence, he still believes the talks can be constructive.
But my presence and the presence of the Irish government is precisely and strictly in accordance with the terms and conditions and indeed the obligations under the Good Friday Agreement. The Irish government is a co-guarantor of that agreement and the St Andrews Agreement. And that means that we are real players in the system. Of course, there are issues in which our involvement will be less. And in fact, on the matter of budgetary issues and the financing of the Northern Ireland Executive, I don't see a huge role or function for me in that regard, and that's been accepted. But there are other issues in which we will be very much involved, issues fundamental to the Good Friday Agreement that remain unresolved. For example, the issue of the Civic Forum, the Irish Language Act, and we will be there in accordance with our obligations, with our duties, and it's absolutely essential that we be there.
Have you spoken to Peter Robinson then?
I spoke to Peter Robinson, had the opportunity of speaking to Peter Robinson in the course of the North-South Ministerial Council last Friday week, and meeting during which it was acknowledged by Peter Robinson in his capacity as First Minister that yes, there is a function and a role for the Irish government in accordance with the Good Friday Agreement.
So why then did he boycott the plenary session? Why then did he say he didn't want you there?
Peter Robinson takes the view, as indeed do some of his party colleagues, that there are budgetary issues to which he doesn't want an Irish government involvement. I want to make it perfectly clear that there is no question of meddling on the part of Ireland or Dublin or me as Minister for Foreign Affairs in the internal affairs of Northern Ireland. But what I am doing and what I look forward to engaging in very constructive talks on over the next few weeks are our obligations, our duties, our role, our function in accordance with the Good Friday Agreement, which is accepted by Peter Robinson and the DUP. And I very much welcome the fact that the Ulster Unionist Party, to the surprise of certain sources, not only attended at the roundtable talks, but contributed most positively to the engagement.
Okay, you say Thursday was constructive, notwithstanding the DUP boycott and the fact that there was a wrangle over where the talks would even take place and whether they should be at Stormont Buildings or not. How will they be constructive, though? What's changed this time around?
It's no surprise that we're going to get this musical chairs and internal wranglings at the start. Fact of the matter is that while the DUP didn't attend the all-party talks, that they did attend later on in the day at a bilateral level with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Theresa Villiers. That's important. It was acknowledged, and indeed Theresa Villiers made it quite clear yesterday in a speech in Belfast that the Irish government is fundamentally involved in the talks as co-guarantor of the agreement.
But where now, if anywhere, are there grounds to see progress and to see agreement that there wasn't at the Haas talks last December?
Well, these talks that are currently underway involving all parties and which will involve all parties if there are some absent at the moment, we're going to deal with the issues of flags, parades, the past, compliance with the terms and conditions of the agreement and help assist and support the parties
to resolve difficulties that they have. You can read, though, on all those issues, the Haas document, it runs to 40 pages. It very much seems from reading it that there were no stones left unturned in terms of proposals and potential resolutions. And yet no agreement on any of them then. What's changed?
I think it's a matter of re-engagement, notwithstanding the fact that Haas didn't conclude matters in a manner that he would have liked and perhaps that we would have liked. Nevertheless, there is an important role and function for the US administration in the current round of talks. I had an opportunity of speaking with Vice President Joe Biden, with Secretary of State John Kerry, and I can assure you that the US administration is keeping a very, very close watch on the situation in Belfast, and I would expect an even greater and further level of engagement as the talks proceed between now and the end of November.
As the talks proceed, though, at the time that Sinn Féin is participating in them, it's still dealing with those allegations by Maria Cahill against Gerry Adams and against the party itself. That must distract from the business at hand.
These are very, very serious charges that have been levelled against the Sinn Féin leadership on issues that are very much of a criminal justice nature, striking at the heart of the criminal justice system. And it's absolutely essential that they be addressed by the Sinn Féin leadership, that the facts be uncovered, and that the matter of this very, very serious grievance be addressed. I didn't have an opportunity of meeting with Maria Cahill. If she seeks a meeting with me, I would be more than happy to attend and assist in any way possible. I'm also disappointed at the stance of the Sinn Féin Vice President, Mary Lou MacDonald, who it seems to me wishes to sweep these issues under the carpet. I think it's important that the facts be uncovered, the situation be addressed, and any wrongs be put right.